I'm going to throw you a sidebar question here. You're from Winnipeg. I'm from Winnipeg.
Yes.
When I lived in Winnipeg, I lived there 38 years. I've also always boasted and bragged about the volunteerism in Winnipeg. You know this firsthand, where it doesn't matter what the event is, they could get volunteers with no problem at all. But I think Kamloops has outdone Winnipeg when it comes to getting volunteers from all sectors of life right here in Kamloops. They've outdone Winnipeg in that title.
There's no doubt. Kamloops is a very generous city. It seems whenever there's, you know, whenever there's a need to bring people together to get something done, people step up really quickly.
Yeah, I just thought of that when you mentioned that an average of 80 hours of their personal time donated to a number of organizations right here. What about TRU? You did a similar study on the economic impact of TRU on the community of Kamloops. What were some of the key findings there?
Yes. So that study was very much similar. What made it different was that when you're looking at TRU, you're not just looking at the expenditures of TRU, but you're also looking at the expenditures of all the students that they attract here. Because if it wasn't for TRU, we wouldn't have all these students living here. And think of the money that they're putting into the economy. You know, they're renting apartments, they're buying electronics, they're going to movies and buying clothes and food, etc. So when I studied TRU, it was a three-pronged approach. I looked at TRU itself as the entity. I also looked at the students, and thirdly, the visitors. You'd be surprised how many visitors to Kamloops that TRU attracts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I just, again, I'm going to interrupt you because I'm going to lose my train of thought here. You're saying the students with their stay here at TRU, they are putting back into the community with their leisure time and expenses and that kind of thing. But that comes at a bit of a price where TRU actually has to go abroad in a lot of cases to sell TRU. So that there's an expense there too, isn't there?
Oh, yes, absolutely. A TRU World, the international marketing arm of TRU, is huge and a world-class organization. And
so it costs money to make money.
It does
the
cost
old saying.
Money to make money. So TRU's expenditures on bringing international students are benefiting the city of Kamloops substantially.
Yeah. No, okay, there's your positive. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, that's okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was talking about the visitors. Yes, you'd be surprised how many people visit Kamloops, stay in hotels, because of TRU. For an example, it's estimated that we get about 48,000 visitors a year.
Wow.
And this can include, you know, our friends and family who are visiting a student, who are coming to their graduation, convocation ceremony. It includes people coming for conferences, guest speakers that are brought in, different people that come for business at TRU. So you think of all those people, you know, an average hotel night or average stay of 2 to 3 nights, hotel, taxis, rent a car maybe.
Restaurants.
Food, restaurants.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a city this size with this many hotels in it?
And there's more new ones every time.
Yeah, they can't, they've always got room for more rooms, I guess is what, but it seems to be on every half block there's a hotel or a motel, and the rooms are being filled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe the city of Kamloops will employ you to, or requisition you to do a bit of an economic research on the situation for the city. That'd be an interesting one.
Yeah, that would be. Mm-hmm. That would be as well. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
As far as TRU goes and this study that you did, anything else you want to pass along on it?
The TRU, similar to BCLC, probably, you know, the biggest impacts are the employees. You know, for an example, like over 50% of TRU expenditures are for salaries and benefits.
Right.
And that goes to cover around 1,400 employees, TRU being the third largest employer in Kamloops. And that spinoff, again, you know, people buy houses and have children and have spouses who work here as well, all spending money. We came up with the same figure that for about every two jobs at TRU, there's an additional job created in the Kamloops community.
You've done a lot of research on this economic stuff. What was the most fun one you've ever done?
Ooh.
I'm thinking one of these last two we were just talking about.
These ones were a lot of fun and they're interesting. Probably one of my more interesting ones was where I went home and collected data, primary data in downtown Kamloops. I hired a couple students a few summers ago, and we interviewed people who use fringe finance. Do you know what fringe finance
No,
is?
I was just going to ask
so,
you.
So fringe finance are those payday loan companies, the money marts, the cash stops,
okay.
Those type of companies, and pawn shops. And we wanted to get an idea of who's using them, why they use them, what type of socioeconomic background they're coming from, because over the 11 years that I've moved here, there's been a huge increase in the number of these institutions, which is not necessarily a Kamloops thing. It's a Canadian, it's a North American thing.
Yeah.
But I think I enjoyed that research because it kind of got me out on the streets, actually talking to people, rather than getting my figure secondhand from others.
Fascinating topic. I really thank you for coming in. Dr. Laura Lam is Associate Professor of Thompson Rivers University School of Business and Economics. If anyone wants to find out more about the master's degree, how would they do that?
The master's degree information can be found at tru.ca/EEM, or you can email me, llam@tru.ca.
It's been a pleasure seeing you again.
Pleasure
2 years is too
again,
long,
Paul.
Okay? We'll see you next time, and hopefully it'll be sooner than later.
It's been my pleasure, Paul.
And that's it for this edition of Talk to the Experts. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.